up in the booth now by Wildcat head coach Troy Mattson. And coach, a tough loss in a close game, and free throws. In close games, they'll kill you, and the Wildcats just didn't have it from the foul line today. 10 of 21 from the charity stripe. But your thoughts on the game today?
It's the only thing I said to him. It's the only thing I've been saying to him for the last 3 days, is we have to make our layups and make our free throws. And we put a real pathetic performance out there on the free throw line today. If the Kansas City Chiefs would have came in here yesterday, would have beat them. It was at the damn football game, and the referees allowed it, but that's fine. It's going to happen on the road sometimes. But we got to the free throw line enough, and we were just god-awful there. And what else am I going to say? I ain't got much else to say, Max. We tried hard. We did some good things. But they're getting better. They've had these kids in their program for 3 years now, and every game they've been in, I mean, the record doesn't show up, but I see it on film. They're in every game, and they've had Parkside beat here the other night and let it get away in the last 2 minutes, and had a great game with Northwood on Saturday, and they're getting better, and they play extremely hard and very physical. And I thought we accepted the challenge for the majority of the night, but like you said, there's two important shots in basketball. One's a layup, the other one's the free throw, and you got to be able to do both to be successful, and we didn't do a very good job of it.
But how about the performance from McKaylee Kuhn today? I mean, really putting her team on her back coming down the stretch. 26 points, 8 rebounds, both of those figures leading the Wildcats here on the road today.
Yeah, she made some big plays, she made some big shots, she took some big shots for us, and came up big. But McKaylee's got the last 2 games, I mean, she hasn't played since December 11th, so she's trying to get a feel for what's going on out there a little bit. But she has to stay out of foul trouble. I mean, I don't mind resting her, but I can't rest her for 7-8 minutes because she's in foul trouble. I mean, that's not rest. That's just being reaching fouls, She can't reach. I mean, that's just the worst thing you can do in basketball. And she had three of them the other night, and I think she had two of them today. And I got to sit her down. I don't mind resting her for 2-3 minutes, but I can't have her sitting next to me for 7. And that's kind of what happened the last couple of nights, and it really really affects what we do because we run everything through her for the most part. And she needs to be on the court.
And if there was one bright thing to take away from this game today, it was a return to form for the Cats on the offensive glass, a +6 in the margin on the offensive glass. So how can the Cats, what do they have to do to get back to who they are and just bounce back next week with Davenport and Grand Valley coming to town?
I mean, I thought we competed well today. I mean, we were, like you said, we were, for the most part, on the glass. And I'll tell you what, they're not a weak rebounding team either. They hit the offensive glass hard on their side. So if we were 6 up on them, I'm pretty proud of that. We talked about it. We needed to happen. And then, we got some things to figure out. People got to hold themselves accountable. I got to hold myself accountable. There's one thing I've always prided myself on is being a really good free throw shooter. And we shoot 100 a day. Honestly, you can ask the girls. We shoot 50 before we start practicing. They shoot 50 after, and you don't like to walk out of a game and the first stat you look at almost always. I don't look at many stats, but one of them I look at is free throws, and it's the first question I asked Lexi walking out. I said, "What were we from the free throw line?" And she said, "10 for 21," and that's obviously it's not acceptable. I mean, if we go 17 for 21, and we win this basketball game. And, I mean, we missed them from the start right through the whole game. So people got to hold themselves accountable for the things that we practice and we work on. And hopefully we can continue to do that. And like I said, one thing about this group is they're great kids and they're going to bounce back. And we're going to continue to fight as we play more and more games here and get our basketball legs underneath us.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, Max.
Wildcat head coach Troy Mattson with his thoughts on the team's 59-56 loss here on the road against Purdue Northwest in Hammond. We'll take 2 minutes, be back to wrap this thing up and send you on your way. You're listening to NMU Basketball on the Wildcat Sports Network.